Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me.
Am I supposed to know this? Is this Kawhi Leonard?
No, straight.
I don't know. Oh, Toronto. I get it.
That's the jam.
I don't know from the Drake.
God's plan.
I don't hate the Drake. I just don't know from the Drake. Who put out the really good song that we were surprised by how good it was here recently? I want to say, I tell you who it was.
Oh.
It was Kyrie. It was a song that was going to be on the Uncle Drew soundtrack.
I don't
Kyrie,
know who said
Kyrie
that.
Did a track or two. It was pretty good.
The music, the bump was good, and then, it didn't go too well, like about halfway through the song.
Yeah.
But it started well. It started well.
It's hard to write a hit.
It's better than anything LeBron or Shaq did.
Yeah. Do you have any talent as an MC is what it comes down to.
Right.
In terms of your delivery and the lyrics that you're spitting. All right. Zolak and Bertrand here, 11:04:05 on this Wednesday morning. We are going to get back to Brandon Cooks a little bit later in the show. We'll talk more about the deal that he signed and the players who have left the Patriots in recent years and gotten paid. But right now we're going to turn our attention to the Toronto Raptors, who have landed, I would say, the biggest player this season, who was not a free agent. That, of course, being LeBron James, but a guy that for all intents and purposes was a free agent because it was obvious he just didn't want to play in San Antonio anymore, and that's Kawhi Leonard.
What happened? Like, what the hell happened here?
With Kawhi going to Toronto?
Why did LeBron James go to L.A.? I thought he's chasing rings. I thought he was building Super Team 2. He already went to Miami, built that one. I mean, okay. People could go back and say he built one at Cleveland, but Cleveland at least drafted Kyrie Irving, and you brought Kevin Love in as a piece. But that was your big three there. I mean, it's NBA offseason. It was he's going to L.A., but for him to go to L.A., Kawhi has got to get traded to the Lakers, and then he was going to convince Paul George to sign there too. So it was going to be LeBron, Paul George, and Kawhi to go to the Lakers to combat everything that they're doing in Golden State. Then all of a sudden, LeBron's the only one that goes to the Lakers, and Kawhi goes to the Toronto Raptors. Oh, by the way, he'll be locking up Jason Tatum when they play each other. Say you get them in the playoffs. You better have somebody else that's going to be able to score.
Well, this
hopefully
is
hopefully Kyrie's healthy.
This is where it gets interesting. The Kawhi trade is from Jared Weiss. Jared Weiss, NBA. The Kawhi trade is really exciting for the East. Toronto has faltered in the playoffs every year, and DeRozan's struggles in the second round were a big reason why. Now, in case you haven't heard, the trade was for DeMar DeRozan, a first rounder, I believe.
Right.
And DeMar was locked up for two more years. You're going to get what it's essentially trade 2 years of DeMar DeRozan.
I mean, Kawhi stays in the East, but Celtics are still better.
For a year of Kawhi.
Celtics are still better. You're still the king of the East.
Kawhi should change what was going on in Toronto and make it and be a serious threat to reach the finals. The East is not wide open for Boston.
You're still better.
You're still better.
You're still better.
And it's,
but you're better with health. See, that's the key here.
Well,
everything's predicated on your health now.
It's a damn sight better than had he gone to Philadelphia. Now you got real issues.
Oh, you don't want anybody to go to Philadelphia.
You don't want anyone going to Philadelphia and helping what they were going on there, especially LeBron. It was a 1-2 punch between LeBron and Kawhi Leonard ending up in Philadelphia. So this is really, I think...
Boogie Cousins goes to Golden State. Like, LeBron's dead in L.A.
The best case scenario would have been for San Antonio to say, fine, We can't find a better deal out there. He doesn't want to play here. Just send him to L.A. And if he and LeBron blow up, well, we're not getting the finals anyway because of what Golden State's doing. So might as well. That would have been the best case scenario for Celtics fans. The worst case scenario, I think, would have been anything involving LeBron or Kawhi going to Philadelphia. And they weren't going to be able to do both. But there was plenty of talk to make you believe that it could have been either or. But you figure Kawhi Leonard to Toronto, in the overall scheme of things, that's not all that bad. I know DeMar DeRozan faltered in the second round, and that he turned from a nice player into an all-star, right, while playing in Toronto, right? DeMar DeRozan turned into a serious player, but it just fit in really, really nicely with that Toronto just being choking dogs in the playoffs. That Raptors team cannot win in the postseason.
Still doesn't matter. Bottom line, Kawhi Leonard is the top two domino to fall here. It's either where's LeBron James going, where's this guy going. You can't even classify Boogie Cousins in that category yet because he's coming off the injury with the Achilles.
I like how you call him Boogie.
Boogie Cousins. I'm excited he came to the East because you like a little competition and make the regular season a little interesting here. I don't want the Celtics to have a cakewalk. You want them to be tested.
You're not going to have a cakewalk. Listen, Philadelphia is not going to be
better than people give them
Philadelphia
credit.
Is not going to be a pushover. They're going to be a year better. And, you know, that's been my mantra from the start, though. I did not want to change anything with the Celtics team because I haven't seen this Celtics team. I have not seen the Celtics go out onto the floor with Kyrie Irving, with Gordon Hayward. And now that we know what Jason Tatum is and can be for this team, Jaylen Brown, you put all of that together, and it makes sense to me that this is a team you want to see on the court next year because we haven't seen it, and I have a notion that they're going to be phenomenal, especially in the postseason where they already got to a Game 7 against LeBron James and the Cavaliers, so let's see that roll. Having said that, I don't know how much better they can be than what they already were with just Kyrie out there. By adding Gordon Hayward, I think they're still going to be better, but you're still going to have competition from the Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, you got to figure out, too, what's going to happen with Marcus Smart. Are you going to be able to keep Smart? You know, and that's another piece. If you don't have that tough, young defensive player like that, and a guy brings a little grit and a little edge to the team, who's going to be that guy that's going to step up in that role? Maybe a guy like Jaylen Brown. I don't know. Anxious to see what Jaylen Brown's going to be like in year three, maybe even more so than what we expect the incline that Jason Tatum is on. I'm excited to see Brown. I really am. I think he's pretty damn athletic, and I think he'd be a good defender.
So you actually like the notion that this could somehow give some competition to the Celtics?
I don't want a cakewalk. I want something interesting to happen during the regular season. I don't want people to call me and the basketball experts to tell me that, don't worry, call me when the playoffs start. I don't want the Dan Shaughnessy tomato can argument. I don't want the cakewalk to the finals.
All right, we're gonna take your calls on this. 617-779-0985. Feel free to chime in about everything we've been talking about already this morning. Brandon Cooks, whatever you got. Let's go to Cam and Taunton. Cam, you're on with Hardy and Zoe. What's up?
How's it going today, guys?
What's up, Cam?
I just want to say this. For the first time in my life that I can remember, we're entering a football season, and for the first time, I don't think the Super Bowl is realistic. And the Brady, Belichick, Gronkowski drama, I'll put that off to the side. I mean, they're all committed pros. They'll walk through it once the right game starts playing. But I don't think this roster is very good. I mean, we said Chandler Jones, Jamie Collins, Logan Ryan, Malcolm Butler, Danny Amendola, Nate Solder, Deion Lewis, Jimmy Garoppolo have all gone out the door in the recent years. I mean, so like you just said, you can't pay everybody. That's obvious. The two guys you've chosen to pay have been Hightower and McCourty. We all love Hightower, but that's a guy you know right now he's going to miss time. And we all love Devin, but how many plays a year does he really impact? I understand he's a locker room guy. I understand he's a very good player.
He doesn't miss time. Yeah, he's there every rep. I think you need that type of leadership that guy gives you. And you mentioned Hightower. He made the two biggest stops in the two wins that you had in the Super Bowl. He made Seattle throw that ball down at the goal line because of the tackle he had on the previous play, where it was a wide open hole to get to the goal line for Marshawn Lynch. And then he broke up the Matt Ryan strip sack, which gave you the ball to allow you to get going in that comeback versus Atlanta. It's true. I mean, they credit to them for handpicking good talent. because those are all homegrown guys that they brought in. Well, the guys like Mike Lombardi, who had it in the back of his mind that, you know what, we got to take a flyer on this kid, Deion Lewis. He's pretty good. You know, he's had some tough injuries. He was out there in Cleveland. Let's get this guy. Let's give him a chance. And his ability to make guys miss, I think, took a lot of pressure off guys like James White, Julian Edelman and company, and allowed them to be the guys that they were in those great Super Bowl runs. But to think that they're not a viable candidate, tell me who in the AFC then?
No,
you think
right.
Pittsburgh's defense is good? They don't have Shazier.
But you said it, and Cam said it.
Their secondary sucks.
You can't sign everybody. The people you've chosen to sign, he said, well, everybody loves Hightower. I get it. Well, we both picked one person that you wish they would have stuck with. And anybody can pick Bone Guy, but that's really all you get.
You can only pick Butler.
I picked Malcolm Butler, okay. Right?
That's a good pick. But in their mind, they picked Chandler Jones. They were gone from him.
Right?
See, I don't know if their mind, they knew they were gone from Chandler. They knew they couldn't pay Chandler because they would have crippled him.
But to anybody else.
See, that's different than Cooks. They knew they were going to have to pay Cooks, but they knew Cooks didn't fit. Chandler fit. Chandler was a tough one to get past because he fits our scheme. He could be good for us, but we're not going to be able to keep this young defensive core together.
Right. I don't look at this as being, you know, we go down the list of players who got paid. I don't look at that, and we don't point it out. At least I don't point it out as a failing of the Patriots and the way they've managed the roster. I point it out as a way of, okay, they've actually got more talent on this team now, and they have in the last three seasons than they have in the seasons leading up to that, maybe the 10 or 12 leading up to that, because these guys are getting paid, or at least they are more valuable. You can argue the talent portion of it, but the value of those players has gone up. And that says something about the league. That says something about the teams who are signing these guys. But you're not able to keep all of them, and you have to pick and choose. Danny Amendola, I think, is someone that a fan looks at and says, oh, man, you know, he was nails in the playoffs, and he might be. You might end up missing him. But for the money that he got in Miami, what he was going to be expecting here, and what they've always treated Amendola as that,
right.
As that unnecessary guy. Brady loved him in the postseason, and he just said, I can't believe what happens. And we heard him talking with Gronkowski on the way home from one of those games. Like, I can't believe that, you know, Amendola is such a beast. I can't believe he caught another one,
yeah.
But that's not something you rely on. That's not something you count on. That's something that shows up and you're like, oh, awesome. I'm glad we had
that's
that.
A given. It's a given. And that's part of the team building and that chemistry. But you also look at it too. Like, do you think they regret, you know, if they knew about the Edelman suspension that, shoot, wish we would have retained Danny. Maybe we could have gone at extra, you know, $3 million. It's a guy you could really say, maybe we should have extended him for $3 million.
We're gonna continue on with not only our Patriots discussion, but Kawhi Leonard, as he is now going to be battling your Boston Celtics in the East. Kawhi Leonard to the Toronto Raptors. Take your call, 617-779-0985.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. Back to your calls here at 617-779-0985. We'll go to Troy in, I don't think so. You know what?
Dorchester?
I'm not sure. Could be Troy, could be Trent. We're going to find out right now. Is it Troy or is it Trent?
Troy.
Yeah.
Troy.
What's up, Troy?
What's up? My name is Trent. But I like Troy because everybody at my office listens to the radio, and I don't need people asking, I'm gone. So I like Troy.
So okay. I blame our call screener. Who's our call screener today? Where's the weird intern kid? The bad one.
I don't know. Where is he at?
I'm asking Jim.
Asking our producer.
Seven his wisdom teeth out today.
Oh, who is?
Hey, take all his teeth out.
All right, Troy, Trent, what do you got for us?
What's up?
So, I can't. I don't know if I can do this.
Sure you could. Troy, man. It's my man, Troy.
You cut him off?
Yeah, I cut him off.
Oh.
Well, the phone was bad.
Also, I just want to call back up what you want.
I can barely hear you.
Hopefully people can hear us. We're here.
That was an issue we understand for a few minutes. So
we didn't know.
Let's just focus in here for a second. Troy or Trent, please call back. Maybe we'll have a better connection. Either way. Which intern is getting his wisdom teeth out today?
Which one do you think?
The bad one.
Colin?
The bad one.
Colin. Apparently he went to the dentist the other day and they told him it was he couldn't wait till his appointment in August. He's got to get him done right now.
That happened to me. That happened to me. I was working once and I got like it was almost like an infection or something, and because one of the wisdom teeth was what do they call it? Breaching? Presenting?
Is that when they push out from the back or it overcrowds the breach? Or is it when they get stacked on top of each other? Because my kid had that one pulled because she had a double stack on top.
Well, I think a breach is also when you might have like the legs coming out first. That's like a breech birth. But, you know, could be either one. things are sounding weird. I'm trying not to get distracted.
Don't be getting distracted.
Things are
good. It's good.
He tweaked the sound live on the air.
Hey, you got to tweak it. Check. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
I'm trying not to get distracted here in the beautiful.
Got to get it straight.
The beautiful new studios here in Dorchester.
La, la, la. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Check. 1, 2, 3. Jim's looking at it.
Okay.
Okay, we're good.
We'll let Jim look at that. I will focus in on Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors, who are going to be look, with a different coach and with the whole chemistry there between the coach and DeMar DeRozan, and I'm not saying he was, you know, the major factor on that team, but you remove those two pieces, and they were big pieces, and you bring in Kawhi Leonard, this team... Is it enough to turn them around from being the choking dogs that they are in the postseason?
Probably not. I don't know. But, I mean, he's a top five guy in the league when he's right, meaning Kawhi Leonard. If that guy could go in there and be the impactful guy that we knew that he was 2-3 years ago, if you're getting that guy, yeah, you get some concerns. That team could be a player here in the East. They could complicate things for you in the playoffs. Like I said, that's a guy that's probably going to draw Jason Tatum. You know, you go man, you play a lot more man, and all of a sudden he's got Tatum. He's going to have to lock him down. So say you keep Tatum at around 12, 14 a game. Now all of a sudden, you know, can Kyrie take over more? What's his health? What's the knee like? How are we doing with Gordon Hayward fitting in here? You know, what's a tired, you know, Al Horford going to be late in the year, late into the playoffs? So, I mean, there's a lot of things in play. I'm anxious to see this whole team together, though. Did you retain Marcus Smart? What's your defense going to look like? Do you have enough guys that could all play defense together if you don't have Marcus Smart, who's your sixth man, and all that stuff? How much are you going to play Rozier?
The notion that Marcus Smart may not be on the team.
That's a big one. That's an underrated one.
It is an underrated aspect. And some people think it's fine. It's not going to matter. You can replace that toughness, that X factor, right, with Gordon Hayward coming back, and you're going to have more offense. You're going to have more of a presence. To me, that's tough to replace. All right, Trent or Troy is now back with
us. Come on, Troy.
Let's try this connection. Troy. Go ahead.
He wants Troy.
How you guys doing?
Gotcha.
Yep.
Better?
Kind of. Go ahead.
All right, let's do it. I was going to say that the Celtics are going to have the same success Toronto had last season. The only reason Toronto had that success last season because the East is terrible. Toronto probably won't even make the top half of the Eastern Conference because Kawhi doesn't give a crap. He's already in the West Coast in his mind. He's already said, I'm not going to play hard for whatever team gets me, especially not Toronto. I don't know why we're expecting Toronto to be any better than maybe a seventh seed in the East. I think the Celtics are going to have a cakewalk. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I think they're going to be a playoff team. You add this guy to them. Of course, I think they're going to be in the mix for the playoffs.
Troy, let me...
I don't care where they're seated.
Yeah.
I'm saying you draw them first, second round.
Whether he wants to be playing long-term for the Raptors or not, he's playing for his...
I doubt they make it to the second round.
He's playing for his next deal, though.
That next deal for him, I think, is in the bag once he hits the court and they see he's healthy.
I don't know, man. For a guy who tapped out and did not play when all indications were that he could play health-wise for San Antonio, not for a bunch of scrubs and not for some jackass coach, for Greg Pop, he wouldn't play for Greg Popovich in the San Antonio Spurs. He wouldn't play for Greg Popovich in the San Antonio Spurs. What makes you think that he is going to all of a sudden turn it around and now go play for a team that... So to try
like saying
point,
a guy couldn't play for Bill Parcells or Bill Belichick. Now all of a sudden I'm gonna pop my way out of town and I'm gonna blend fine and take coaching well wherever the hell I get sent to.
Right. And he may want to play for his next deal. He may want to play for that team that's going to sign him after this 1 year is up. Or he may just decide he doesn't want to play basketball anymore. Because guess what? That's what he decided last year.
How the hell could you be such a malcontent on the court? What I would call a crime against your team, to where they're trying to hold meetings to plead you to come back. Your head coach, who's a great head coach, who gets guys to play hard for him. You look at the history they've had here, how they've won there. Whose wife gets sick, who continues to come in and coach because it's important to him. His wife dies, ends up having a funeral, but yet you could separate that and still go to the funeral because you love that coach. Then all of a sudden you're not going to play. I don't understand it. I don't want anything to do with this guy. Keep him away. Imagine Brad Stevens having to deal with this type of guy.
I said it from the start. I don't know if this guy wants to play basketball. Now, if he does, he's a force. And he changes the complexion of the Eastern Conference. And I do not agree with Troy in that he's going to tap out and he's not going to care. If he wants to play, he makes that team a lot better. And now you have to worry about them and Philadelphia.
It's like a Boogie Cousins. I mean, you know, the team's not going to be great, but man, you better watch. That dude can hit 40. He can hit 50 if he wants to. And the big thing is, if the team gets playing well and he senses that, he's going to play harder. You got to find a way to get this team to somehow go in a tank, have something happen to him. You mean to tell me this guy is going to have his heart in it? If, say, like Troy says, say you're 7th, 8th, even 9th seed, you're not going to get in there. That guy cash in at the end of the year. But if you give him life at the end and he senses something, yeah, get me in. Give me a series against the Celtics.
Yeah.
I can take the kid.
That's right.
I can take the kid. I'm a top five guy.
Show all kinds of people what I'm going to be worth to them next year. Rick in Cambridge, you're on with Zoe and Hardy. I'm in for Beetle. What's up, Rick?
Well, defensive backs, it seems like Belichick doesn't like to keep defensive backs because they get so expensive.
He went and broke the bank at free agency and just gave Stephon Gilmore millions upon millions of dollars, $60 million guaranteed. I mean.
But what about Aqib Talib? What about Tyler?
He loves Aqib Talib. Tried to offer him a contract. It's just Denver blew him away with one.
Denver blew him away. And Aqib Talib, look, Aqib, by no fault of his own, left him high and dry in the postseason 2 years in a row with injuries.
They've redone, not Devin McCourty. They gave Devin McCourty $8, $9 million. He's right there in that next big tier of safety. So they paid Devin. They've redone Patrick Chung twice and given him extensions and bumps here because they like him.
They didn't want to pay Darrell Revis, and that ended
up
being...
They paid Revis, though.
Well, they paid him for 1 year, but they didn't want to pay him the big money.
Still found a way to get it done. They won a championship.
And guess what? They read that one absolutely correctly. Perfect. Revis got his one championship. Right. That's all he cared about. And then he took a huge check from the Jets and didn't play football anymore.
They tried to do it. Asante franchised the guy, but then all of a sudden you're going to get into, you know, 8-year type deals, which they said they're not going to do. Make the guy the highest paid at his position.
Right. Revis
but they did it with Gilmore.
He got fat and slow, and now he's officially retiring. So they read that one. So, why didn't they play? Why didn't they pay Butler? Maybe is the better question, Rick. And I don't know.
Do you think it has to do with not negotiating those contracts earlier?
No, I think they tried to, and that was some of the reports. It was somewhere around like what Logan Ryan was offered by the Titans, a 3 for $30, and Butler felt like he's a 15 a year guy. So that's what you get into there. Supposedly there was 3 for $30 on a table, and Butler, you know, they thought he was going to jump at it, and he didn't. He resisted.
All right, we're going to continue with this and your call, 617-779-0985. Sarge with the headlines, and then we're back here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Sports Hub headlines.
The San Antonio Spurs trading Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green to the Toronto Raptors. That, according to ESPN, in return, San Antonio gets DeMar DeRozan and Jakob Poeltl, and also a 2019 protected first-round draft pick. Developing news today, former Patriots cornerback Darrell Revis announcing his retirement after 11 NFL seasons. Took that to his Instagram account. NFL Network also reporting that the Saints set to sign former Patriot and Giant running back Shane Vereen. The New England Revolution will try and snap Minnesota United FC's 3-game win streak tonight on the road. That's an 8 o'clock start time right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. The Revs 7-5-7 on the season, 5th in the Eastern Conference standings. Baltimore Orioles expected to trade Manny Machado to the LA Dodgers. That could happen as early as today, according to multiple reports. And the Major League Baseball All-Star Game last night, American League winning in 10 innings, 8-6 over the National League All-Stars. As for the Red Sox, they're back to work Friday in Detroit. Headlines are brought to you by World War II weekend at the Deerfield Fairgrounds, July 21st and 22nd. You won't want to miss this historic event. Get tickets before they sell out at mwmuseum.com. I'm Mike Riley. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Miss something?
That's what happens now.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle, 617-779-0985. I'm not sure that Kawhi Leonard is necessarily interested in playing basketball. I think it's obvious he wasn't interested in playing basketball for the Spurs.
How else is he going to make his money? He could be a doctor.
A song and dance man.
He'd be a...
little song, little dance, little seltzer down the pants.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
Right.
Yeah.
He could do a lot of things.
Good God.
Does he find some interest again in the game, either A, with Toronto, which is tough to believe. That's a tough one to wrap your head around. Or B, the more plausible scenario, he gets interested when he's playing for his next contract, which will be the case next year.
See, I mean, I can understand like a Eli Manning. I'm never going to play in San Diego. I'm only going to play in a big market. You're not sending me to a 1-15 team or whatever. Or a guy like John Elway doesn't want to play for the Colts. Don't draft me. I could get that. But you're a San Antonio Spur playing for Popovich with their history and guys like Tony Parker there and company. And you're going to tap out because you could sit there and say, I don't have passion to play the game of basketball. That me sitting out is more important than anything long term. It's weird. It's weird. It says something about the player. It really does. That's a character issue, character flaw.
I think so, too. But the talent is so overwhelming when he's on and when he's engaged and when he does want to play that it's
right.
It's not much.
There's nothing worse in life with a guy that knows that you need him and has that chip on his shoulder because my talent is so good it supersedes everything that I could be the petulant little child that I want to be. And that's the thing. That's everything that's wrong with sports.
And not playing when you're able to play. Yeah, that
there's a team doing backflips now because they got him by the name of the Toronto Raptors.
Yes. I mean, who did you get? Did you get the guy who wants to play basketball, or did you get the guy who doesn't want to play basketball? At the very least, you should hope you get the guy who wants to play basketball so he can impress the next team that he's going to. See if you get him for a year. See if you can make a real run. Maybe you get past the Celtics. You're not beating Golden State.
Sure aren't.
Is that enough, though, to convince Kawhi Leonard that he wants to stay in Toronto? So we'll get to that a little bit more as we go on here today. And I guess, really, Zoe, what does it really mean for the Celtics? How does this change the complexion of the East? Jared Weiss says the East is not wide open for Boston anymore. He said the Kawhi trade is really exciting for the conference because Toronto's faltered in the playoffs every year. DeRozan's struggles in the second round were a big reason why. So DeMar DeRozan, gone. Coach of the year, gone. Kawhi Leonard will change that and make Toronto a serious threat to reach the finals. Is it 1-2 now? Is it Celtics-Toronto? Is that how you would seed the East now?
No, I guess Celtics-Sixers. I think Sixers are talented, man. I really do.
I think you're smart in giving them that kind of credit. That's the team that gave you. Obviously, Cleveland was the team that you had to beat, but Cleveland's nothing now. Without LeBron, you don't consider them. I would give it to the Sixers also, until proven otherwise. See what Kawhi's going to be like in Toronto.
Right.
See how long it takes that team to gel.
Yeah, then you need
Sixers,
time.
Sixers no have a big jump start on you.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of their chemistry, in terms of the way they already play, and they know what they've got in those players.
I don't know. The Knicks are good every year. I'm just glad none of these stars went to watch. It's going to be Kyrie's the guy that's going to go to the Knicks and screw everything up. Flight risk. Seriously, after all these dominoes fell, whether it's, you know, it's LeBron going to L.A. Paul George isn't going to be matched up with him. He's going to take the money. Where's Westbrook going? You know, Cousins goes out there. He's going to bounce next year. He's playing on the short end, what, $5.5-6 million to get a big deal next year. It's going to be Kyrie going to the damn Knicks because we're going to have a superstar in every damn market here. And he's the guy that's going to go to New York. Watch it happen. Watch it happen in a year. And that would piss people off around here.
Let me tell
you. You got a chance to be it. And that's, hey, that's guys won everything, right? Olympic champ. Hear that all the time. NBA champ. Yeah. He's got a ring already. He's interested in other things, too, as all these guys are, making movies. You know, Uncle Drew 3 might be coming out by then. That thing went over so well. Is that out of theaters yet? Or is that still in theaters? It's still in theaters, isn't it?
Yeah, it just came out last week.
I know that, Sarge. It's a joke.
Okay.
Jesus.
Have you seen it yet?
I don't know if it's still.
No, and I won't go see it.
I don't know if it's still in theaters.
I think it is.
It's been out for.
Of course.
It's been out for. What do you mean, of course? It's been out for a few weeks. Have you talked to anybody who's seen it other than Rich
Certainly. That's it.
Do you know anyone who's gone to see that movie?
One person I know saw it.
Okay.
They said it was okay.
I mean, movies that.
Were they 12?
No, actually, my age.
Movies
Big
that.
Celtics
movies. This, movies this like coming that from a guy who watches wrestling passionately.
Oh, easy there, Zoe.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that was cute.
Take it easy, pal.
Good comeback.
Movies like Thank that you. Don't stay in the theaters for very long, is my only right. point. Zoe, you brought up something from the very beginning of this Kawhi Leonard discussion, though, that I think is just kind of getting lost in the shuffle here. What is LeBron James thinking right now? He went to L.A. thinking that they were going to get, they were going to surround him. Man, it was going to be at least two superstars there, maybe three, if we can pull off like Westbrook, and we can get if down the road or Kawhi is a gift. We're right. going to get Kawhi Leonard. But depending on who else we can get to join us here.
Who's joining LeBron in L.A.? Who did he get? Fantastic. Who did he get? How about the report, what, 2 weeks ago? He was texting Kevin Durant? Durant's like, what are you texting me for? I ain't going where. I won two straight titles here.
He didn't go there to win. He went there to be a billionaire.
He went there. Exactly. So this is a legacy thing now to where we're going to look at James's career when he's done. And all those damn Jordan comparisons and the amount of times that LeBron has lost in the finals or... You know what? You get a guy like Steph Curry gets the same amount of rings as LeBron James has. What does that say? What's that say for your career? That's a guy that probably could have stayed put in Cleveland. They would have gone and tried to get him some more help. He would have guaranteed another spot potentially if the Celtics didn't upset him in the Eastern Conference Finals, get back to the finals to take on Golden State again. He didn't want it. He wanted to go out there to lose early in the playoffs to them. Then he could concentrate on hanging out with his family and getting his kid ready. Maybe play with his kid long term.
No, he would have liked good players. He just happened to not get anybody, but that didn't change his mind.
Well, how do you make that decision without the guarantees of us forming that before he went to Miami?
Because L.A. was the overriding factor. It wasn't the super team that was the overriding factor. He tried to do both, but he couldn't do both.
Couldn't do both.
You don't think his mind is...
LeBron James can't control anybody is what we're starting to find out now.
I think LeBron James, if he's not having second thoughts about going to the Lakers right now, he's insane.
Kawhi didn't want to play with him. Paul George didn't want to play with him. Kyrie Irving doesn't want to play with him. Keep going. Nobody wants to play with him.
No, Kawhi wants to play with him. He just couldn't get there from the Spurs. He needs to get there from Toronto now.
If that ends up happening...
Are you saying it's not done now?
I mean, no. Unless Kawhi signs an extension.
After a year. Okay. You're saying after a year.
See, I want it now. You got to do it now.
So, LeBron's not of an age, though, where he can really afford to sit around for a year and wait.
Yeah. Oh, why don't you turn your mic on?
Well, you have it. Yeah, it's a now.
There you go.
That's urgent. What he wants. He doesn't want to wait a year.
So you sound good.
Thank you.
All right. We'll continue with your calls. 617-779-0985. Zoe, there is something that could possibly not just alter the landscape of the surrounding area, maybe the world. Something that they are doing in another country. Has ramifications for all of us.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking like an environment thing?
Nope. We're talking about end of times type of stuff.
Oh, boy. Nukes.
Nope.
No nukes. No nukes.
Scarier. Scarier than nukes. We'll talk about it next.
Scott Zolak. Mark Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Grand
11:52. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. Here is the lead. Are you ready, Zo?
Love it. Let's go.
Dateline Alexandria.
Virginia.
Egypt.
Oh.
A giant black sarcophagus, the likes of which have never been seen.
Oh, my God, I saw this.
Has been found deep within the ground in Egypt.
How do you get something that big down deep?
Many scientists want to open it, despite having neither one earthly nor one unearthly idea what might lie waiting, possibly maliciously inside.
I mean, like a super dragon?
The ancient city of Alexandria, one of the cradles of Western civilization, where earlier this month, construction crews unearthed an archaeological mystery, type of which that is only found in Egypt.
So. You're a movie guy like me.
Sure.
Do you remember Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Of course.
Remember when they found the Ark of the Covenant and the hail and the fury that broke loose? And the
hail?
Hail. H-E double hockey sticks. Hell.
Oh.
Hail and fury, like they say in Revelations, that book of Revelations, right? Don't touch it because bad things are going to happen.
Don't open it.
There's a reason there's something that big that deep in the ground.
Here's what they found. The first thing they found was a massive alabaster head, statue of just a head.
Okay.
Was found in the ground. They don't know who it was a sculpture of.
Tom Morgan. So that indicator right there, for anybody that follows the ancient Egyptians and with all their drawings of aliens and ancient aliens and, you know, the patterns that they made in the ground, you know, the Incas. And if, you know, I used to love that show In Search Of, because, I was as a kid, you're like, oh, this is so cool, man.
Oh, Leonard Nimoy.
Yes. And he was great at it. The Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot. You wanted answers for all this.
You wanted it to be a Bigfoot episode
week. Why is there a massive head? That means there's something big down there. Something really big.
The black sarcophagus was discovered nearby the head. Now, it's 2 meters by 3 meters. So can we get a conversion on that? Can we get,
it's a little over a yard.
Put it in a market. No, a meter is... More than a yard?
A little more than a yard.
You're sure?
Yes.
Okay. So let's call it 5x7.
Okay. It's a big head.
Are you working on that for us, Sarge? Are you doing anything?
Are you doing anything?
The meter to feet conversion, please. Oh, my God. What is he doing?
I'm working on this story here, a developing story. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Hardy. I was listening to some sound.
He's not helping us.
What were you asking me?
No, Tom Morgan, the huge head, has it.
Go ahead, Tom.
3.28 feet.
Yeah. What is?
The meter.
One meter.
Okay.
So it's almost 4 feet.
I want a 2-meter by 3-meter.
No, it's not almost 4 feet.
Translation,
3.28
please.
It's just a tad over 3 feet.
Okay. The point.
3 1/3. 3 feet and 1/3. Right? I went to Maryland. I got my math thing on. I know what I'm talking about.
So 3 meters is almost 10 feet.
Yeah.
Thank you. 10 feet long, this thing. 10 feet long. It's a coffin that's 10 feet long.
Okay, it's a big one. There's a big one. So you mean to tell me that there weren't giants back then?
We don't know.
I mean, all of a sudden we got Manute Bull. Who's that weirdo? The white kid that went to the Sixers. Sean Bradley. He was a weird looking dude. So he's a freak. So you mean to tell me that we could have freaks walking? Look at Andre the Giant. We have freaks walking around during our years. You mean to tell me that the ancients, the ancient aliens or the ancient Egyptians didn't have these big freaks walking around?
I'm not telling you buried? Anything. I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling you, I thought somebody was talking. Now I'm hearing stuff that's not even there.
I don't hear anything.
You know what this is? It's the sarcophagus. It's already starting to haunt us just from finding the thing. They don't even have to open it.
It's a trick. Is what they're doing here. This is like opening up, you know, vaults. You know, who's that? Who's the crook? What's his name? We're gonna open up his vault. Ty Cobb.
King Tut.
Who's the crook?
Ty Cobb.
Al Capone.
Al Capone's vault. Yeah. Al Capone's vault. Yeah. You're gonna end up opening this thing. Remember, like Geraldo Rivera did the big opening, and nothing was in there. There's this big thing. Are you gonna open up? It's gonna be like a baby's bones in there.
Well, you better hope that's all it is.
Yeah, because you imagine that thing.
Because the team of archaeologists and scientists from the Ministry of Antiquities are going to open this 10x7 coffin. And you know who thinks it's a terrible idea?
Who?
The internet. Everybody online yes. says bad, bad idea. They're hoping.
I agree.
That it contains one of the high dignitaries of the period. But they don't know. The alabaster head is likely that of a nobleman in Alexandria. And when they open the sarcophagus, they hope to find objects inside that are intact, which will help them identify the person and their position. So I want you to take a look at a picture of this thing and tell me if this looks like something that should be opened. The largest ever found in Alexandria.
No.
A black marble sarcophagus. Been closed for 2,000 years. And apparently done in such a manner that is more, let's say more secure than other things they found in there. Like, this was not meant to be open.
Could you imagine you open that thing, you find the NWO New World Order belt from one of Sarge's belts, and this all of a sudden there was a wrestling league back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
No, it wouldn't.
All right, I'll bring it in tomorrow, the belt.
It weighs 15 tons.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Again, the timestamp on this thing, and to think that they had the ability to move something this massive. It's so damn impressive without having a crane or hydraulic lift.
It's no big deal for aliens.
No big deal for aliens. But yet,
keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So that's what they're going to do in Egypt. And once they open that thing, it won't be long for the rest of us. So do whatever you want, I say, for the next couple of days.
Just do it. Just like Nike.
You're supposed to crack that thing open this week. I say, whatever plans you have that you're putting off, something fun you want to do, you know, get some party favors laying around.
It's going to be disappointing. I'm going to call it right now. It's going to be very disappointing. It's like Shark Week, which is coming up, by the way. And I just so am not anxious to see Rob Gronkowski swimming with sharks. I was let down when Michael Phelps didn't really race a great white.
He did not.
There's no threat of him getting eaten.
No, that was a lie.
It's terrible.